Until recently, the word gang was not officially used by British police. America has gangs, of course, and has for decades, and every large metropolitan area has some kind of gang task force. But Britain had delinquent youth groups. And then that changed last week. That, of course, sound from the riots last week. Prime Minister David Cameron announced he will seek counsel from Bill Bratton. Bratton is an American top cop, you may remember. He served as New York City Police Commissioner under Rudy Giuliani and then as Chief of Police in Los Angeles, where he overhauled the police department after the riots in 1992. The British media refers to Bratton as a super cop, but that's not the way the British police see him. They are wondering what an American cop could possibly tell them about policing in the UK. And we're here with Paul McKeever, Chairman of the Police Federation of England and Wales, which represents England's 140,000 police officers. Paul, you're also, you've been a police officer for more than three decades as well, right?
Yeah, don't remind me. I feel every day of it. I have been, and I actually policed the last series of riots we had back in the 1980s here in London, 1981 and 85. And the scale of rioting we've seen this time is just on a different level. It was spread right across the whole of London into the suburban areas, which we've never seen before, and right across the other major cities in England. And that was really quite shocking, I have to say. I mean, we did predict the riots in my organisation last year and tried to warn our Home Secretary, who deals with internal affairs to do with policing and the law enforcement agencies, and were roundly criticised and rubbished. So we were quite surprised by that.
You warned the Home Secretary, and they said you were scaremongering.
That's correct. Yeah, that was the very word that's been used by them. And what's happened in the past has happened, but we are a little surprised she's not talking to us now. She's talking to Bill Bratton. Well, I know Bill Bratton. I've met him and I've listened to him, and he's a good man. But Bill didn't predict the riots. We did. But we're willing to learn from anyone at all. But having Bill over here in the UK, I mean, we like all things American anyway. But to have Bill over here is good, but the underlying problem for us is the government's still pressing ahead with its 20% cuts in policing, and we're losing 16,000 officers. Now, that coincidentally, a strange quirk, that was the total number of officers that was needed on the streets of London to actually quell the riots over the last week or so and actually get them off and arrest them and get them in front of the courts and stop that rioting. And that's the number that's being cut. So we're very puzzled as to why the government's still pressing on ahead, because the wider economic consequences are quite severe. The loss of foreign investment, the tourists who probably won't come here. We've got the Olympics next year. That might be affected. And yet the savings they're making in the police budget represent half of 1% of the total government spend. So we're curious and we're wondering why they're still pressing on. Now, Bill's welcome here. We'll listen to what he's got to say. We know most of what he's got to say. In fact, I've listened to another government minister speaking this morning saying everything that Bill's going to be doing. So we know already what he's about, where he comes from. He's a well-known figure over here and well-liked by a lot of us too.
Well, Paul McKeever is chairman of the Police Federation of England and Wales, which represents 140,000 police officers and change. Paul, okay, if you're not hip to the idea of bringing over Bill Bratton, and I understand that he's actually possibly being considered for commissioner of the Metropolitan Police. In fact, in an interview with The Guardian, he said he'd be willing to become a UK citizen in order to take that post. So if you're not convinced that Bill Bratton could do the job, what is missing? What can somebody else do that he wouldn't do? I mean, what do you see as the solution then?
Well, the solution's there already. The government just hasn't been listening to its own cops, its own police officers over here. We've got some really first-rate senior police officers who can do the job. We've been warning for some time about some of the problems in government policy. They've given policing a very low priority indeed. The first real comments that the Prime Minister's ever made on policing were in the last week or so, and the Home Secretary has failed to listen to both us as the representative body. We're set up by Act of Parliament to represent the views of police officers, and she's disregarded us, and also the Association of Chief Police Officers, which is very surprising to us. But we have the answers. We know what we're doing, but we just want to be allowed to get on and do it. And we get quite quite unfair criticism at time. We're accused of being a bit too slow to react, and yet I'm sure this is something that will resonate with cops in the US.
Right.
When we are sensitive, and we hold back a little, we get accused of not nipping it out in the bud. But if we do go in forcefully at the start, we then get accused of going in too heavy-handed and actually provoking the riots.
Right. Except that Paul McKeever, we're speaking of Paul McKeever of the Police Federation of England and Wales. At this point, the Home Office did a study and said that 6% of all boys and girls between the ages of 10 and 19, that's about 50,000 of them, are now members of gangs in the UK. The criticism being that, you know, in the United States, where they've actually gained some success in metropolitan areas at battling gangs like this, in the UK, which is just now beginning to see these sort of American-style gangs, perhaps it might help to consult with the people who've been doing it.
Well, one of the things that's happened over the last few years is that governments interfered directly in operational policing, and one of the things that's inhibited us from getting involved with the type of work that's now being advocated, the zero tolerance work getting into the gangs, is something we've not been able to put resources into because the government's demanded we put a priority and resources into neighbourhood policing. Now that's well and good, but we can't do everything. If they leave us to get on with the job, then we'll do it. But this political interference in policing has a detrimental consequence, and part of that was we've been on this road where everything's pointed at softly neighbourhood policing, and of course that doesn't represent the reality of what we have to deal with. One of the good things from the riots, and there aren't many blooming good things I can assure you, is that the government's woken up to the type of people we have to deal with. They've never seen this type of behaviour before. They didn't realise the type of people we have to sort out and deal with and put before the courts. They do now.
So you're okay using American-style tactics to combat gangs? It's the budget cuts that you're concerned about?
Well, the first response to the riots is not the one that anybody expected. To cut the police by 20%, lose 16,000 officers and another 16,000 support staff is something that is the last thing the public wanted to hear. Over 70% of them want the government to reverse the cuts and actually give a high priority to their safety. People over here were frightened. People are now angry that they weren't protected in the way they thought they should be. Yeah. It's not going to help losing another 16,000 cops.
Understood.
That's self-evident.
Paul McKeever, chairman of the Police Federation of England and Wales, which represents about 140,000 police officers in the UK. Paul, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.